With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Toto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Lights burned late at night in the study of the governor's mansion in Texas. The governor was admitting a tall man through a French door.
That old time, sir.
It was good of you to admit me at this hour.
I decided to see you after studying the documents. Please sit down.
Thank you.
You saw the signal light I placed in the window?
Yes, sir.
The documents and affidavits seem to prove conclusively that the Indian trouble of a year ago was not the fault of those men from San Antonio.
That Indian cause was brought about by a crafty schemer who hoped to seize the property of the Texans after they'd been jailed for violating the Indian Peace Pact.
Yes. I read the deathbed confession of that schemer. It casts a new light on the entire affair. I am deeply indebted to the man, the man called the Lone Ranger, for sending me the evidence. And I might add that it was his intercession with these means after the violation of that pact that prevented a very serious uprising.
The law has been looking for those Texans for a long time.
I understand they left the country, went to Mexico.
Yes, they did.
This letter from the Lone Ranger expresses a hope that I will see fit to grant pardons to those men so they will return to San Antonio.
Yes.
The message said you had come here tonight for my answer. You were sent by the Lone Ranger.
You received something with that letter by way of identification.
I did. It was a silver bullet.
Like this one?
Why, yes.
I thought I might be seen by some members of your staff or family who would be curious about a masked man.
Then you are the Lone Ranger.
Your Excellency, I may or may not be wearing a disguise. Please don't try to find out.
Texas, as well as the nation, is deeply indebted to you for all you have done.
If there's any death, it's the one that is owed by this date to the men who had to flee from their homes in San Antonio.
I shall pardon those men on the strength of this evidence, which, incidentally, I did. But who knows where they are?
They're on the Jaco Ranch.
Jaco. I've heard of him. He was a renegade from the States.
Yes.
He went to Mexico and secured a lot of land and an old castle. In some way, he has won high favor with the Mexican authorities. He said to be very wealthy.
His place is surrounded by a high fence and patrolled by guards. Inside that fence, men and women work as slaves. That's where the men and their families from San Antonio have gone.
But they would have been safe from arrest anywhere in Mexico. Why in the world did they become slaves on the Jaco Ranch?
That's a mystery I'd like to solve. Many people have become slaves on the Jaco Ranch, and none have ever left. It will be difficult to get to them and more difficult to get them out of there. But if they can be offered a chance to return to their homes as free people,
I... In the name of mercy, go then. Go and tell them Texas wants them. That Texas needs them. And take to them their partner.
Jaco isn't paying you to sit in the sunshine.
But I can't see the grimace.
This whip is good medicine.
The coolest of men supervised the work on Jaco's ranch. Men, women, and children were forced to toil long hours for a meager living. The hopelessness of their position had broken the spirit of the strongest men.
Now, let there be a lesson to you.
Jimmy,
pour some water on him. Tell me, get back to work.
Mr. Jaco wants to see you right away.
All right, Joe. Where
is
he? In
his office in
the tower.
He'll go right out.
A winding stairway led to the tall room in the old castle that Jaco had made his home.
Come right in, boy. I'm waiting for you.
Hey, Mr. Jaco. This is quite a room you got up here. This is the first time I've seen it.
I'd have to know a man quite well before I let him into this room. I've been observing you since you came to work for me.
Here? Yeah.
I've watched you handle a whip and drive the others at their work. I've investigated your crooked background of the States. But you're utterly bad.
Now, Mr. Jaco...
Just the kind of man I need.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a job that'll make you rich.
What about Peterson and Martin and all the others from Texas? They're dodging the law, but I don't see them getting rich.
Well, they're not really bad. When I dropped a hint about my business, they were unwilling to cooperate. So I've kept them suppressed.
But what about me?
Here's a package of money.
There must be thousands here.
It's counterfeit.
You mean to say these bills are counterfeit?
Beyond that door is a printing press together with ink and other essentials.
Well, that's your game. You're making counterfeit money.
United States currency is easily spent here in Mexico. $10,000 in that package. Take a trip. Spend freely and convert that into genuine money. When you return, I shall expect $5,000 in silver or gold. What you don't spend, you may keep.
Thanks. If you're all right, Mr. Jaco.
I am, as long as I'm not cross.
What's the matter? You see something out the window?
Two horsemen have just ridden up. I wonder how they got past the guard.
I don't know.
They stopped one of the shacks. Who lives there?
It's Martin's shack. There's a bell. It's time for the men to quit working the field.
Come with me, Butch. We'll see who's calling on Matt Martin and why.
The lead ranger and Tonto had used desperate measures to get onto the Jaco Ranch. They had ridden boldly up to the gate and knocked down and tied the guard. Both men were alert for trouble as they dismounted near one of the rude
guys. Bell must have been the signal to stop work. People are leaving the field. Old man and woman come this way. We'll see if they know anything about the people from Texas.
Toto.
That's Matt Martin and his wife. Remember them? Yeah, but they're young.
Oh. Them look plenty old now. I can't believe people could change so many years.
Matt Martin.
Hello. You better go away if you can.
But don't you remember me? We met in San Antonio. You wanted to know why I wore a mask. I gave you a silver bullet.
Don't stay here.
Mary, you remember me. You made coffee for Carter and me.
I know who you are, but go away.
We're not allowed to talk to strangers. Mr. Jake.
I have brought you good news. Jake is no longer running your life. You're free.
No, we can't leave. We tried it once and Judge Carter.
We'll be whipped for talking to you.
Please go. We don't want to be lashed like Peterson was.
Hey, look here, Martin. See what I have. This is a pardon signed with the governor of Texas. He sent me to bring you back. You and all the men who came here with you.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late.
What?
Well, Nick, Jacob's got the law with him. He'd ever stop.
Won't you please go away before we're seen talking to you?
Why is Jacob so determined to keep you here as workers in his field? Why is he treating you like this?
Please.
Mary, they won't go to each other. I'll tell you why we can't get away. You gotta go before you're caught. I don't know how you got in past the guard, but I pray you'll get out. You see, Jacob makes counterfeit money. He gives sanctuary to fugitives from justice in the state. Gets him to pass some money for him.
He wanted you to do that?
He thought we were real crooks when he made the proposition. It is all the men from San Antonio and I. We turned him down. So he ordered his men to work in the field.
Now look at it. We've had the heart and spirit beat out of
him. He sees to it that none of us have strength enough to make trouble for him.
But the law.
Jekyll is rich and powerful. He's bigger than any law around here.
Why did you come here in the first place?
We were told that Jacob would give us jobs.
Yes, there it is. It's Jacob himself.
Oh, he's here.
Who's with him?
It's Butch Lachlan, the toughest of his overseers. He's got a book with him. Oh, why did you come here?
Oh, there's a double better. Ready.
Well,
Martin,
you have visitors. An Indian and a masked man.
Oh, Mr. Jacob.
You didn't invite us here, Jacob. Keep your hands where they are, and I won't have to shoot. Take his gun, Butch, and the mask. Don't try it, Butch.
No?
No. The guys at the gate had the same idea. You'll find them wrapped in rope.
Smart, huh? Well, there are ways to cure that. For example, it's...
You shouldn't have done that.
Hey, you take
the... Connell leaped to Jacob and grabbed the gun. The balloon ranger took Butch's whip with one hand and slapped the overseer with the other.
That's it, George. Now, kill you for that.
Here's another.
For you.
You'll never get off this place alive. You'll pay for this.
I'll take that gun, Butch. What about Jacob's gun, Connell?
Well, he got it.
Tie his hand behind his back.
No.
Take him with us. When his hands are tied, put him on your horse. You'll have to ride double. As for you, Butch, on your feet.
I'll kill you for this. Then you, Martin, you just wait.
I have something to say to you. Jacob is going with us. Whatever you do to Martin or anyone else around here will be passed on tenfold to Jacob. You'd better see that Martin is not punished in any way, because Jacob won't like it. Remember that when you wake up.
When I wake up?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Lifted him clear off his feet with that blow.
You handle Jacob, Connor.
We got him on horse, ready to go.
You think you can get away with it?
You're going to try. Is it steady, Connor?
On your way, Connor. I'll fall behind you.
Get him on. Connor.
Get him there.
That's the kind of frightened man you used to be.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue. After capturing Jaco, the Lone Ranger and Tonto went to a well-concealed camp, where they waited until the following morning. Soon after sunrise, the Lone Ranger left Tonto to guard the captive, while he rode to the nearby town. In that town, the chief official was a sincere, hard-working man named Don Jose Armando. Don Jose was in a gay mood and was quite unprepared for the surprise that awaited him when he unlocked his office door.
Hey, senor. Please close the door.
Mask, what does this mean?
Please sit down at your desk.
How did you get through the locked door?
The lock on your door is superior to the lock on your window.
But, senor...
Have you heard of Don Carlos?
Don Carlos, see, he is an important man.
He'll be very pleased to know that you're willing to help me and help Mexico at the same time.
To help you? Indeed, senor, you enter my office.
Please listen to me, Don Jose. I must ask another question. You know Senor Jekyll?
Oh, yes, he is a great man. Very wealthy.
He's a crook, and he's my prisoner.
No, that must not be. He must be released at once.
Don Jose, have you heard that counterfeit money is being circulated in Mexico?
Yes.
Jekyll is the one who makes it in his castle.
Jekyll? Oh, I cannot believe this.
You will take your men and go with authority to search the castle. You will find proof. I am sure of it.
But if I go and find no proof, I would be the ruined man. No, I cannot risk the anger of Senor Jekyll.
I have afraid of that. Don Jose, to capture the counterfeiters would make you a great man. You would be promoted. You would be honored.
But I know only what you say. I have no proof of anything.
If I could bring you proof that Jekyll is a crook, a counterfeiter, and the leader of a gang, what then?
Oh, senor. Then you will see Don Jose Armando act with the rurales.
I'll see what I can do. If I get proof, I'll send you word. And though you know the message comes from me, I'll send you a bullet like this.
A bullet, senor?
Yes, it's made of silver. If you show it to Don Carlos, he'll tell you that I'm on the side of the law.
After leaving Don Jose contemplating the silver bullet, the Lone Ranger hurried to the camp where Tonto stood guard over Jaco.
Oh, he's very good.
How's the prisoner, Eddie Keller?
Him plenty quiet.
Yes, I've been quiet. But I have something to say to you, mister. You can't get away with this. You'll be killed for capturing me.
I knew that was a risk before I came to Mexico.
Cuffy's broke. Let me go and I'll overlook what you've done.
Where's the horse, Keller? I'll get some clothing from the saddlebag.
You'll never get away with it. I have some influential friends in Mexico. You'll find that out.
Saddlebag, hanging free. Your horse. In town, I call in the head of the police. You'll come to the Jaco Ranch if I can get proof that Jaco is a counterfeiter.
Can trust you.
He will if he talks to Don Carlos.
And what to do now?
I've got to get back to Jaco Ranch.
Well, what about guards at gate? Him watch for you.
I notice the peon's grown out undisturbed. I'll disguise myself as a peon. Take a bundle of my own clothes. I'll take them with me. Then I want you to do this.
Traveling on foot, disguised as a peon with a bundle on his back, the Lone Ranger had no difficulty getting through the gate in the high fence that surrounded Jaco's ranch. Later that morning, Matt Martin was working with a hole breaking hard ground. He paid no attention to the man who worked at his side until he heard a low voice. It was not the voice of a peon.
Martin, don't you understand that you know?
But you...
Ready? Don't look up. Keep your eyes down.
Keep away. Are you shut up a hornet's nest in this place when you capture Jaco? You had nerve to come back. How did you get in?
No one paid any attention to a poor peon. I brought my recorder with me. The next shed near your house.
Yeah, but why?
That I've got to get proof that Jaco was a counterfeiter. Tangible proof.
I don't know any more than I told you yesterday.
Where are you?
The overseer. Now you're in for it. He's coming this way.
You I'm a talking to. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm breaking the ground, senor.
Your peons was told to stay in your own section.
My memory's you so poor I forget.
Again, huh? Maybe that'll help you remember. Now get where you belong or lay this whippercocher back.
See, say, yeah, go ahead, Walt.
Well, what are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
You keep a working or I'll forget Bush's orders and brush you with a whip.
In his disguise, the Lone Ranger shuffled away from Matt Martin. And when the overseer wasn't looking, approached another of the fugitives from San Antonio.
Silas Malou Peterson.
You are not a peon?
No, I'm here to help you. I want proof of Jaco the counterfeiter.
Where can I get it? I don't know. I don't know anything. No one can help me. Go away.
Time after time, the Lone Ranger approached one of the men from Texas.
One of you must know something that will help me.
On several occasions, he was caught by the overseer.
Get over where you belong.
He was slapped and lashed by cruel whips.
Let this fearless mess forget.
He was countless blows, but this was nothing compared to the mental torture. There were times when he trembled from the suppressed urge to abandon his role as a humble peon and strike back at the bullying overseers.
This is twice I warned you. This time I'll make sure you don't forget.
It was nearly dark when the bell rang. Men and women put away their tools and moved toward their homes with dragging, weary footsteps. Tonto heard the bell, and acting on the Lone Ranger's orders, he waited half an hour, then made sure Jekyll was securely tied, and leaped from the saddle to ride to Jose Armando. Later that night, the men from Texas crowded into Martin's small cabin. The Lone Ranger had requested Matt to call them together.
You'll be here in a minute, boys. I think I hear someone outside.
Yeah.
Buddy,
these men.
Who's that?
Boys, that's the man you talked to.
I got rid of the payroll clothing. Now, listen to me, men. I spoke to each one of you. You know that I was trying to learn something about Jekyll.
Yeah.
Late this afternoon, when I thought I was going to fail, I heard one of the overseers talking. I learned that Jekyll makes his counterfeit money in the room in the tower.
Why don't you tell the law that?
By this time, Lana are on their way. And they're carrying on proof when they arrive. But they're not into that house to get it.
Tell them what you've learned.
They're not just defending a man of Jekyll's power and wealth by entering that house. Unless they know, they'll see proof when they get there. Proof of Jekyll the counterfeiter. We've got to get that proof.
Well, it can't be done.
There's no use talking to us.
Can't you see what it means to you?
I can't help.
Move your off Jekyll's grip. You'll be free to go home to Texas to start living again. We've got to attack and fight our way to the tower to get evidence against Jekyll.
We can't fight, mister. We've got no weapons.
There's no fight left in it.
I remember a day in Brown's Basin. You men were up against big odds. You ran out of ammunition, but you didn't quit. You fought with sticks and stones and bare fists. You showed a pack of crooks what Texas men were like when they got fighting mad. This is your one chance for freedom, your last chance. Another year like the last one will find most of you dead. The governor of Texas has given all of you a pardon. Your homes are waiting back in San Antonio. Must I go back and tell the governor, tell your friends, that Texas men were afraid of Jekyll's crooks?
But we've got no weapons.
That's a poor excuse. The men in the Alamo complain about the odds. What do you think descendants of those men would say if they were here? Jekyll's men have weapons. Let's use those. Let's take their whips and guns away from them. I, for one, would like to show a couple of those crooks what it feels like to be whipped. Oh, how about it, Matt?
Well, I...
You, Peterson.
I'd sure like a chance at Butch.
Every one of you has a lot to repay.
Boy, I'm going with him. I'd rather die fighting than be working beat to death.
That's the talk, Matt. Where are the rest of you?
I'll see you.
Me too.
How about you others?
Remember the Alamo, boy. You fellas remember Bryant Station, don't you? Remember that rebel yell we used?
I remember. And here she goes.
Oh, yeah!
Your hoes and spades are outside. They'll do until you take some weapons from the others. I have two guns to lead the way.
Come on, open the door, boys. Let's get going.
Follow me.
Superhuman strength inspired the men from San Antonio. They remembered Bryant Station. They remembered the rebel yell. And they remembered the Alamo. The heritage of fighting men had not been entirely beaten down. They stormed the castle. The Lone Ranger was at the door. Two shots broke the lock. The door slammed open. And the masked man leaped into a great hall where Butch and several of the others had gathered.
Bring
the
gun,
boys! Drop that gun!
Take away the gun! Gone the men from Texas!
It was a furious battle in the hall. Swords and ropes and clubs were swung with frenzied power. And from time to time, the masked man showed his bark to keep one of the outlaws from bringing his own gun into play.
Take your way,
the outlaws had never seen such fury and determination. They fell back, retreating toward the stairs, but the Texans kept advancing.
Come on,
clear
the stairs, boys! We gotta get to the tower! The tower cast over the railing!
Through it all, the masked man watched for guns. As fast as one of Jekyll's men produced a firearm, the Lone Ranger snapped a shot.
We're nearly there. Keep going.
Step by step, those men advanced. Then the way ahead was clear. They stormed into the power room, tore open boxes and cases.
The law is waiting down below. Kill everything left in the window.
Here's the vending machine. Here's
another
safe money.
Hold on to Jose.
When Jose saw the evidence, he and his men lost no time. They rushed into the castle and captured the members of the outlaw band, most of whom were badly beaten and unconscious.
To you, Senor Jose Mas, we are deeply indebted.
These men from Texas who made tonight's work possible?
We have them all, including the guards from the gate. All but the leader, Senor Jake Hill himself.
Jake will be brought here, and so will my horse, and they ring the bell.
When Tonto heard the big bell sound in the night, he broke camp and brought Jekyll and Silver to the castle. Jekyll's men had all recovered consciousness. They were a sorry outfit as they stood in the moonlight with their hands and feet bound. The Lone Ranger stood beside his great horse, Silver. He was preparing to mount when Jose Armando spoke.
I told your friends, Senor, the men from Texas, to help themselves to horses.
I know you did, Jose. They told me.
Also, I wish to say, Senor, I spoke to Don Carlos about you. I showed him the bullet of silver, and he told me...
Look, Jose. The people over by the shack, they're ready to leave. They're not even going to wait till morning.
You're all set, folks. Let's get moving. We're going home to San Antonio.
Oh, Senor, they owe much to you. The government of Mexico owes much to you. And I... Well, I, too, shall be promoted. And I owe that to you.
Adios, Jose. Easy, steady, be quiet. We meet again. Let's go, Tonto.
I owe that masked man something, too. I owe him plenty.
Oh, yes. Yes, Senor Jake Hill. You can think of that debt while you are in jail.
Who is he?
He, Senor... He is the Lone Ranger.
I'll see you.
A feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.